So would a case like the Clifford Stanley case be proof positive that somehow the system does work?
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes it doesn't work nearly as quickly as some would like. And sometimes, it may not do exactly what we would want, but ultimately, if someone is not performing, whether it's a entry-level employee or a high-level manager, folks, can be held accountable, and most often in the federal government are held accountable, including top managers, as you've just illustrated.
So how does this happen? I mean, what causes, Clifford Stanley might be an extreme case, but what is the process by which somebody decides and who decides that a senior manager has got to go?
Well, Tom, it varies. I mean, there's no roadmap, and fortunately, it's the exception rather than the rule. When we have someone who is so derailed that they really need to be outside the organization and not a federal employee. Years ago, prior administrations, I worked for a political appointee who thought it was part of his job to get rid of people who were too loyal to the prior administration. Of course, that's not a removable offense for career employees. So what he did was try to make life miserable for people that he wanted to leave. And one employee, a colleague of mine, was a GS-13 management analyst. He was given very little work to do in hopes that he would get bored and leave, and that's exactly what happened. But before he left, he talked to a reporter at the Washington Post, and there was a front-page story about this manager who was paying an employee to do nothing, and the end result was the political appointee was fired, but government also lost a good employee who left government and went on and did something else. The bottom line, though, to answer your question, what do you do when you have somebody who's just in a management senior level responsibility and they're just not working out? Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, good. I heard a strange click. So part of the answer is one, that situation has to be identified, and part of identifying the situation is we use things like the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. Now, that doesn't give you all the answers, doesn't pinpoint folks, but it tells you when something's going wrong. I think senior, higher level managers, agency heads have to be very open to employees. There are things that employees working for a bad manager can do. There's four things that I would start with. First, try the direct approach. Talk with the manager. Air your concerns. See if that helps. If it doesn't, do a reality check with current or former employees who've worked with that manager. Am I seeing things differently? And am I wrong? And if the reality check is, no, we've got a problem here, try a neutral third party. Some agencies have ombudsmen or ombudspeople. There's HR employee relations people who might be available. There's also second-level supervisors. But I think what you want to not do as an employee who's working for a bad manager is to try to, one, guess at the motives of the manager. We can't ever get inside a person's head, but we can focus on observable behaviors. Look, here's what's happening. We're not getting directions. We're not getting support. There's lack of clarity. Folks aren't being held accountable, what have you. Focus on things that are actually happening as opposed to, I think they have some agenda in their head. The other thing you want to not do is to try to undermine or sandbag that manager by slowing down or sabotaging the work of the unit in some way, because that can boomerang and reflect back on you as a poor performer. So that's for an employee who is below that manager. Clearly, people who are above that manager, they need to monitor what's going on. And, use indicators like the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results. Be open, to employees throughout the organization, providing feedback in whatever way they are comfortable, and then acting on what you hear.
We're talking with John Palguda. He is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. What happens if you are a fellow manager and you see behavior or you hear anecdotal stories about poor performance as a manager? Do you have a responsibility to step up, to say something, even though you might be way out of your lane? Most people wouldn't.
Well, the answer, Amy, is yes, you do have a responsibility. And you're right, it's hard, especially if you're a peer. And it's like, well, it's not my work unit, but, boy, something seems to be, you know, going on over there that's not right. I think every federal employee and every federal manager has a responsibility to the larger organization and then ultimately to the public that they serve. So I think a good manager will try to intercede first by having a one-on-one conversation with the other manager. Again, focus on observable behaviors. You know, look, I noticed that your output maybe going down in the organization, or I'm hearing rumors, and I just wanted to check in with you in a confidential way here, and is there something I could do to help?
Or 10 people came to me and said they want to poison your coffee.
That would be an indicator.
What about those 360 reviews that are becoming into the DOD is starting to use them? Is that something that over the years you've found to be effective?
Absolutely. I've gone through 360 degree reviews as a manager. I've instituted them for folks who are working for me. And folks above me have used them. It's a great way to get feedback. For those who don't know, a 360 is you get a confidential survey type input from direct employees reporting to the manager, people who the manager reports to, and then peers. And it's confidential. Oftentimes it goes to a neutral third party who uses it not to bash the supervisor, but rather to give constructive feedback. Here's what people around you are saying. You may not realize it. The first point, objective is not to fire any employee, but to make that employee, a manager or otherwise, a better performer, a good valued member of the organization. It's when you fail that, then you take all that information and say, look, this cannot persist. You can't be here anymore. You can resign, we can fire you, what have you. And then you've got to follow up and act on that information.